师父还有林师兄，各位菩萨同修，阿弥陀佛。我稍微先补充一下，就是刚才我们林师兄所做的这个介绍。诚如刚才我们林师兄所介绍，就是我们今天来的这位师父呢，叫做巴加拉纳纳法师，他是斯里兰卡的师父。那他14岁就出家了，今年呢已经有69岁。但是呢他已经有30年的时间呢是完全花时间在英国弘法。那在去斯里兰卡之前呢，他对不起，从斯里兰卡去英国之前呢，他在英国就从事很多的这个教育的工作，特别是针对这个僧众的训练呢，他担任这个佛学院的院长。那么另外呢，他到了这个英国之后呢，目前是伦敦佛寺的住持。他目前也是英国呢这个所有的这个就是佛教协会里边的这个宗教导师，同时也担任就是斯里兰卡在这个不列颠的这个僧团的总代表。那他目前也担任就是斯里兰卡这个佛教斯里兰卡这个僧团在大英帝国的这个协会的这个会长。那他也担任这个世界佛教僧协会的副会长，同时他目前呢也在英国呢担任这个有关英国就是跨宗教的这个对话的这个委员会的这个主持人之一。同时他也是这个英国呢就是宗教的宗教与宗教之间的这种这个联系的这里面的这个常务理事啊。那么他经常呢在佛教以及非佛教的这个组织，还有这个大学，还有很多的这个学校呢这个做弘法的演讲。那同时他目前也在刚才我们林师兄介绍了，就是他目前也在很多的电视节目上面呢做弘法的工作，包括这个英国的这个 BBC 的这个节目。
南无塔斯巴格瓦图阿拉哈图萨玛萨布塔斯，南无塔斯巴格瓦图阿拉哈图萨玛萨布塔斯，南无塔斯巴格瓦图阿拉哈图萨玛萨布塔斯。Sabba papaksa akaranam kusalasa upasampada sacitta pariyodapanam etam buddhana sasanam. Dear Venerable Bhikkhu, friends,
各位法友大家好。
First of all, let me express my grateful thanks to everybody who are responsible for organizing this special sermon today, and especially I would like to convey my congratulations and also greetings to the corporate body of the Buddha Education Foundation for the opportunity given me to give a short sermon to you this evening.
首先我今天晚上呢要非常的感谢，就是促成这一个今天晚上这个弘法的聚会的因缘。那同时也特别感谢我们佛陀教育基金会，就是在今天晚上这样一个很简短的聚会当中呢，使得我们大家能够相聚在一起。
The corporate body of the Buddha Education Foundation is doing a yeoman service to spread the Dhamma throughout the world.
佛陀教育基金会呢，印了很多的这个弘法的书籍，在全世界各地流通。
We can read books everywhere in the world sent by this foundation.
几乎在全世界各地呢，我们都可以读到很多佛教的书籍，而这些书籍都是佛陀教基金会所印的。
So we have great respect and also great confidence on the work carried out by this organization.
所以我们对于佛法在世界各地的弘扬，因为这个佛陀教育基金会的这个贡献与发心呢，使我们深具信心。
I am sure that everybody who you are here knows the work carried out by this foundation, and therefore no need for me to spend time for talking on that aspect.
我相信在座的各位呢，对佛陀基金会的了解比我更多，所以我想，也许我不用再用更多的时间来介绍这个基金会的贡献。
I especially want to mention with grateful thanks this opportunity I got due to our fellow monk, my brother monk, who is working with you, Venerable Chandima, the Sanghanayaka of Taiwan. And because of his kindness and because of his love, affection, I have been able to come here and stay these couple of days in this city, during which I got this opportunity to talk to you.
今晚我也要再次特别谢谢，就是强地玛法师，他也是斯里兰卡特别就是派来台湾弘法的这个代表。那因为他的慈悲以及他的这个安排呢，所以我得以呢到台湾来做一个短暂的访问。
The topic for my talk this evening has been discussed a little while ago, and it has been decided to give a talk on the Buddhist way of life.
今天晚上要跟各位来提出来的这个主题呢，经过几次的这个跟我们基金会的执事的讨论呢，最后决定呢就是以这个佛教徒的日常生活来作为主题。
Buddhist way of life is very simple.
佛教徒的日常生活方式是非常简单的。
It does not involve so many commitments.And also it is not complicated, it's quite straightforward.
佛教徒的日常生活应该不是那么复杂的一件事情，而且也不会牵涉到太多的这个复杂的这个一种这个课题。
I recited a quotation from the teachings of the Buddha a little while ago at the start of my talk, which gives which explains the Buddhist way of life in brief.
我将要引述呢一些佛陀的这个开示呢，来说明佛教徒的日常生活应该是怎么样的。
I recited this in Pali language, which we Theravada Buddhist monks use.
我在引述这个佛陀的这个开示的时候，我是用这个巴利文，就是南传佛教经常使用的这个语言呢。来用一个念诵的方式。
It reads as follows: Sabba papasa akaranam kusalasa upasampada sacitta pariyodapanam etam buddhana sasanam. The meaning is, I don't think that you may need having the Pali term, and I will tell you the meaning. It explains to us not to do evil things.Do good things. Purify your minds. This is the admonition given by the Buddha.
我刚才念诵的这个巴利文的这个寄语，就是我们大家所熟悉的，就是佛陀所解释说什么叫佛教。简单的说，就是诸恶莫作，众善奉行，自尽其意，是诸佛教。
This is what we have to do in our daily life as Buddhists.
而我想这四句话就是佛教徒日常生活最简单的原则。
sabba papasa akarana, not to do evil things.
诸恶莫作.
What are the evil things?
Pardon?
What are the evil things?
我们先要问说什么是邪恶的事情.
Every Buddhist knows that whether they are Theravada or Mahayana, as such, what we say, killing is a bad thing, stealing is a bad thing, committing adultery is a bad thing, telling lies is a bad thing, and also being intoxicated is a bad thing.
我相信大多数的佛教徒，不管是上座部的佛教，或者是这个大乘佛教。 我想对于所谓邪恶的事情都有一个基本的认知，那就是所谓的这个杀盗淫妄酒。
The Buddha advises us to refrain from committing these evil things.
佛陀教我们要远离这五种基本的这个邪恶的事情。
In Buddhism, that we have monks, nuns, and lay people.
在佛教的这个团体里面呢，有出家的男女二众以及在家的男女二众。Monks
and nuns have many more rules and regulations for their discipline.
出家的男女二众呢，比在家众有更多要遵守的戒律。You
lay people do not have so many rigid rules to follow.
在家中所要遵守的戒律呢，不像出家中这么多。
Monks have 227 rules to obey, to discipline themselves, to regularize their lives.
出家的这个比丘众呢，有227条以上的这个戒律要遵守。
But you people have, say lay people have, only a few, just only five.
而在家中呢，主要要遵守的戒律就是五条，就是所谓的五戒。
What we say, five precepts.
也就是我们所谓的五戒。
They are not commandments to obey.
我们不可以违背这个五戒。
These are rules of conduct. To regularize, to train ourselves, to train our lives, not to do harm to others, not to take what is not freely given to us, and to be satisfied with one's own wife and one's own husband, and to be truthful, to practice truthfulness all the time, and also not to be intoxicated.
这五戒就是简单的告诉我们，一个佛教徒的日常生活，他不可以去伤害别人的生命，他也不可以去不做不予取，也就是别人不给你的东西，你不可以任意去取得。他要我们呢，就是要尊重这个家庭。他告诉我们呢，要以诚实的态度面对别人。他也叫我们不要被任何的这个东西，为任何的东西而上瘾。
When one avoids these things, naturally, one's life becomes full of love, kindness, and compassion.
如果我们能够彻底的遵守五戒，我们的生活中就会充满更多的慈悲心。
The entire teachings of the Buddha is based on love and compassion.
整个佛法的这个精神 就是以这个慈悲为根基。
If we can practice these two aspects, love and compassion, in our daily life, our society would be a very pleasant place to live in.
如果我们能够遵守五戒，那就是我们能够充分的这个实现这个慈悲心，而这也就能够保证我们的社会会更加的这个大家充满更多的欢喜。
All evil things in the world, all terrorist activities, all criminal activities are committed by the people due to lack of love and compassion.
这个世上很多的邪恶的事情，就是因为人们缺乏慈悲心而生起的。
Love is a beautiful emotion human beings have.
慈悲心呢是每一个人都与生俱来都有的。
It is very important, and also it is something that can be cultivated by everybody in daily life.
我们每一个人在日常生活中都能够用各种的方式来长养我们的慈悲心。
The Pali term is metta. The Sanskrit form is maitri, which means loving kindness.
在这个巴利文里边，这个慈心呢，慈无量心叫做 metta， 然后在梵文里面叫 maitri， 那么简单的说就是慈心，也就是给众生欢乐的心。
This has been translated into English as love, which is misleading.
不过我觉得在英文里面呢，把这个慈心这个慈这个字，把它翻译成 love 这个字呢，我认为这个可能会误导大家对于慈这个字的了解。
Because immediately when you hear the word love, your mind tends to think that it is something to possess.
因为很多人一听到 love 爱这个字的话呢，他马上会联想到说，所谓爱就是我要拥有什么，占有什么。
Because this word is used between lovers, it is the love of lovers.
因为通常爱这个字呢，提到爱这个字，我们就想到爱人，而所谓的爱人就是我要占有的对象。
And therefore, we have to be very careful when we use these translations in different languages.
所以，慈这个字呢，要翻译成不同的语言呢，我们要非常的慎重。
The real meaning of the word metta is friendliness, active interest in the well-being of others.
慈这个字在佛教的这个原始的这个意义呢，就是要把欢乐给众生。
It is like mother's feeling, father's feeling towards their children.
就好像父亲或者是母亲对他们子女那样的一种希望给他欢乐的这个意思是一样的。
Mother and father, and especially mother is ever ready to sacrifice even her life for the well-being of the child.
父亲或者母亲，特别是做母亲的，他们有时候为了这个子女的这个幸福呢，他们甚至可以牺牲自己。
That form of feeling we have to cultivate in our minds as Buddhists.
我们能够在我们的心中长养这样的一种慈心，这个是每一个佛教徒要做的功课。
And that feeling should be developed or cultivated and radiated towards all beings.
我们作为一个佛教徒，就是要不断地长养我们的慈心，而且把这个慈心扩大到所有的众生的身上。
We should be able to look at each other with that loving feeling.
我们对每一个人，我们彼此都要以慈心来相互的对待。
When one cultivates that feeling in one's mind, naturally, that person refrains from harming others.
任何一个人，只要他心中升起慈心，他就会很自然地避免去伤害别人。
And therefore, the basis of refraining from killing or harming others is loving kindness.
所以要做到这个不杀生或者不杀害众生的这一条戒，就是说我们心中要升起慈心。
When we say in our Theravada tradition, we say in Pali language Buddhang Panatipata Veramani Sikkhapadang Samadhyami, I refrain from taking life.
所谓不杀生这条戒，在我们这个巴利文的这个念五戒的念诵当中的第一句呢，我们的原意是说，我要避免去伤害，去伤害众生的生命。
And sometimes this has been translated as I refrain from killing.
有的时候这个不杀生这条戒在巴利文里面又被它简，有时候被简单的翻译成不杀生。
But that includes all forms of harm.
而事实上不杀生不只是不去杀人而已，它是包含所有一切伤害众生的形式，我们都应该要避免。
Whether it is physical harm or mental harm,
不管是一种这个伤害众生的身体，或者是伤害众生的心灵，我们同时要避免。
Say for instance, smile is a beautiful thing. That smile can be used by a person to hurt others.
I beg your pardon?
To hurt others. A crooked smile can hurt another person, creating big pain in the mind.Smile is a big thing, a good thing, but that very good smile can be used as a weapon to create pain in another person's mind.
伤害别人呢，不只是用一种有形的武器，有时候这种无形的这个表达呢，对一个人的心灵的伤害会比有形的呢更严重。
So therefore, we have to be very careful in our dealings with the others, not to hurt.Others' feelings.
所以所谓的不杀生事实上是包含了我们不要去伤害别人的感觉。
A person who practices metta or loving kindness does not do harm to others, not only to living beings, even to the nature.
而所谓的这个以慈心来对待众生，不只是对待这个我们所谓的这个有生命的这个对象，事实上连对大自然我们都同样的要具有这种这个慈爱的心。
And that person cares for living beings as well as non-living beings like trees and creepers, plants, environment.
也就是说我们要把这种慈心从人类从一切的这个有生命的对象扩大到像树木土地这些大自然的环境。
It is those people who do not practice loving kindness make harm to the environment.
我相信呢，很多破坏环境的人，他们就是因为缺乏这种这个对大自然的慈心。
We talk a great deal nowadays regarding environmental pollution.
所以我们谈到这个对这个生态平衡的对这个生态的环境的这个破坏呢，这个与污染呢，我想这一大部分就是缺少慈心的缘故。
In considering how to protect the environment, we can see cultivation of loving kindness has a great place to play in it.
所以如果我们要谈这个环境的这个保护，那么我想呢，这个慈心的长养呢是很重要的一部分。
So in this way, the first precept is to be practiced with great love and compassion, and we can see it is based on love and compassion.
所以所谓的不杀生戒，我们不能只是理解做就是不杀害别人的生命而已，我们要了解它的根本就是要我们来长养慈悲心。
We have to be very mindful about our daily thinking. If we are practicing loving feeling with mindfulness, we can see nothing wrong will happen from us if we are mindful about loving kindness. If we are practicing loving feeling towards each other and towards the environment,There's no room for us to do anything harm to others.
我相信呢，如果我们在日常生活中，我们每一个人都够念念的分明来长养这个慈心的话，你会发现在生活中，你绝对不会去做任何伤害别人的事情。
It is a daily thing.
这是我们日常生活中每天要做的事。
And this is what we said. Buddhism in daily life means practicing loving kindness.
所以如果我们要谈佛教徒在日常生活中的修持，那就是说我们要修持我们的慈悲心。
And practicing compassion.
简单的说就是长养慈悲。
If one is compassionate, one avoids doing harm to all the others.
任何人有慈悲心，他都不可能去伤害别人。
It is the same with the other precepts as well.
事实上，这个慈悲心也是其他四条戒的基础。
And when we say the second precept out of these five principles, we say adinna dana veramani sikha padang samadhyame. I undertake the precept to abstain from.Taking what is not freely given.
第二条戒叫做不偷盗戒。这个不偷盗戒呢，在巴利文里边的念诵，它的原文的意思是说，我受持这一条戒律，我绝不去取任何人没有意思给我的东西。
If one is practicing loving kindness.And compassion, that person does not steal.
任何人修持慈悲心，他都不可能去偷取别人的东西。
One does not commit theft.
一个人有慈悲心，他就不可能去做贼。
Stealing is also very difficult principle to.Keep right up to the standard because there are so many intricacies in it, so many complexions in it.
要好好的修持这一条这个不偷盗的戒，在某一方面说不是那么简单，因为我们的生活中有许多复杂的情境。
Say, for instance, one may say, I do not kill and I do not steal.